WHYY is proudly supported by Penn Medicine. From groundbreaking discoveries to life-saving care, Penn Medicine's innovation is helping to change lives, one moment, one treatment, one patient at a time.
This weekend, the Showtime cable network is airing a miniseries about gangsters, gambling, and the growth of Las Vegas. Television critic David Bianculli has a review of The Neon Empire.
It was only a few years ago that NBC broadcast Crime Story, a weekly series about cops, the mob, and the birth of Las Vegas. Even so, Showtime feels it has more than enough reasons to invade the same territory and present a four-hour miniseries. And actually, the reasons are pretty convincing. The teleplay is by novelist Pete Hamill, who, I should say right at the top, is a fellow columnist at the New York Post. The cast includes Martin Landau, Gary Busey, and Ray Sharkey, who's the most convincing gangster actor since Jimmy Cagney. The real kicker, though, is that The Neon Empire is a miniseries produced for cable, which means that the violence and the language are rougher than anything you ever saw in Crime Story. And in this type of story, that's totally appropriate. It always looked a little silly on Crime Story when cold-blooded hitmen would say things like, "None of your beeswax," and "Go soak yourself." In The Neon Empire, it's tough to find any dialogue that's suitable for public radio. But here's some. Sharkey, as gangster Junior Moloff, is describing his vision of the future in a desert town called Las Vegas.
"I'm gonna build a house. Yeah, that's right. I'm gonna build it in Vegas, right in the desert. Yeah, I'll build a palace right on the road to L.A. Yellow Brick Road. And everybody heading west to L.A. after the war, well, they'll just drive right by my palace."
That's almost too exact a blueprint, and that's where Hamill's teleplay falls a little short. A lot of the time, the ironies are too neat and the symbolism is too overstated, especially all those references to The Wizard of Oz. But The Neon Empire is enjoyable to watch anyway. The characters are credible, the actors all do a great job, and it's fun to play pin the name on the gangster. Sharkey's Junior Moloff, obviously, is based on real-life mobster Bugsy Siegel, just like the Olympia Resort in the drama stands for Siegel's real-life flamingo. Martin Landau's character of Max is the equivalent of Meyer Lansky, and Felice Orlandi's Lucky Luciano is based on Lucky Luciano. It's Luciano who, in a meeting of gang bosses, entertains and finally accepts Junior's unusual proposal.
"Now, the secret to what we do is based on something very simple. We give the people what they want. They want a booze during Prohibition, we give it to them. They wanted to gamble, we gave them gambling. They wanted to borrow money, we gave them loans.
Good business.
What we do makes people happy. And nobody in this room has anything to be ashamed of."
Sounds a little like a meeting of TV programming executives. Anything made for network TV, though, wouldn't look this lavish and act this tough. Sharkey, who played Sonny Steelgrave on Wise Guy, simmers and boils hotter than the rest, but he never goes over the top like he did as Al Capone in a terrible telemovie last season. He does everything just right, even the fight scenes, which are among the most violent and wild and convincing I've ever seen. Meanwhile, other actors are doing their part, and their parts, with a more subtle approach. Martin Landau, who all of a sudden is hot again thanks to Francis Ford Coppola's Tucker and Woody Allen's Crimes and Misdemeanors, plays his gangster role with a quiet strength. And Gary Busey, as the good guy tavern owner who resists the mob's infiltration of Vegas, is just as quiet and just as tough. Julie Carmen and Linda Fiorentino have the leading female roles, but the women in The Neon Empire are underused and overabused. It's a tough guy picture all the way. And once again, Ray Sharkey is the toughest guy in sight.
David Bianculli is television critic for The New York Post.